I'm 21 years old. Today is November 30th, 2018, and I'm speaking with John Rockel, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Verona, New Jersey.
Why did you choose to enlist as opposed to enter through the draft? Why did you prefer the Navy?
I preferred the Navy because I had always thought about it, and I went right over to New York. I graduated from college on one day, and 2 days later I went into New York City to the Office of Naval Officer Procurement. They gave me an exam. I passed the exam. They signed me up so I would not be drafted, and I waited to go to the third class officer school in Newport.
Rhode Island?
Yeah, Newport, Rhode Island, it was a little over 4 months, and that was how I began my naval career, as an ensign.
Great, thanks a lot. Question number two. As a 17-year-old kid, can you describe how you viewed communism and its possible effect on a global scale?
As when I was 17 years old?
Yeah, as just a kid who didn't know too much about the world yet.
I didn't really give that a heck of a lot of attention. The Korean War was on then, so... I wasn't even thinking about the military the day that I actually graduated from college. But when I got home, I got a phone call from a friend, long-term family friend, who was the head of the draft board, telling me that I was about to be drafted into the Army, and I had a couple of days before the papers will land on me. So that's when I chose to go to the Navy.
Great. And what was day-to-day life like serving in the Korean War? Was there a fear of nuclear attacks?
No. I was on a destroyer, the USS Mole, M-O-A-L-E, out of Norfolk, Virginia, and we were in the Atlantic Fleet, but in about a year, while there was still a year going on in the war in Korea, we got orders that we were being shipped to Korea, so we sailed halfway around the world to Japan. And operated out of Japan with the 7th Fleet as a plane guard for the aircraft carrier, which was doing aircraft work until the war ended, and then they released us.
And question number four, from someone who witnessed the Korean War firsthand, how do you view the outcome, successful or unsuccessful?
Well, viewing it firsthand, it really the Korean War didn't involve the Navy to that extent. The naval involvement was the aircraft carriers, and them providing air cover and air attack and what have you in Korea. So we were out on at sea for all of it, and there was no one time a foreign, and it was assumed was, although Korea didn't seem to have much of an air force, but one time a plane came near and they did absolutely nothing. So we had no contact with the actual fighting. We were just out in the sea outside of Korea with an aircraft carrier fleet.
Okay, great. And just looking back as someone who was still involved as part of the United States military at the time, do you believe it was successful or unsuccessful from a United States perspective?
The Korean War?
Yeah, as far as stopping the outbreak of communism and containing.
Wow. It still hasn't ended, really. It's still under an armistice. So I would say that I don't think it, the United States doing there maybe scared some of the enemy type people, but we had no touch whatsoever with them.
And what are your thoughts on President Truman today? Has your opinion on him as a president changed over the years?
No, I always liked Harry Truman. He was my kind of guy.
Yeah? How so?
Yeah, because he was real. He was an intelligent guy, and he spoke, but if he didn't agree with something, he said it. If he agreed, he said it. And if he disagreed, he also let that be known. And that's what he was, as far as I was concerned.
Great. Thanks a lot.
That's all there is.